This is WENR, the voice of service Chicago, now leaving the air in favor of WLS.
Good evening, everyone. You are now listening to WLS, the voice of Prairie Farmer, America's oldest farm paper, Chicago.
Of Johnson's Wax deliver a delightful deviation from their dramatic doings, bring you a half hour of half-amateur hilarity with Rico Marcelli's orchestra, the Cleft Dwellers, Audrey Call, and Marion and Jim as your master and mistress of ceremonies, Bibber McGee and Molly. Tonight we find Bibber and Molly at the Wistful Vista radio station, putting on an amateur hour. And, by the way, impersonating all the extra characters themselves.
Hey, quiet, everybody, quiet. Oh, quiet. Oh, we're on the air. Now, say, Harpo, while Molly and me are kind of getting things arranged here, why don't you tell the listeners something about Johnson's Wax? They probably ain't never heard of it.
Why, don't be ridiculous, Bibber. Everybody knows about Johnson's Wax. Why, you can't mistake a floor that's polished with genuine Johnson's Wax. It has greater beauty, it's cleaner and easier to care for. Why, Johnson's Wax protects the surface from wear.
I'm sorry, Harpo, but we got to let the other amateurs have a chance now.
Well, I can wait.
Now, listen, Molly. You get them started whilst I go over and see what we can use to choke them off with.
Why, all you need is a great big gong, McGee.
Good idea, Molly. I'll go get it.
Now, let me see. Who will I call on first? Oh, here's a nice, bright-looking little fella. All right there, son. You step right up here to the microphone. Now, don't you be nervous.
Who's nervous?
Well, now, I thought you was. What's your name, me boy?
Me name is Tuffy O'Toole, and I'm 13 years old, and I walked all the way from Peoria to be on this show, and I can lick any kid in the joint.
Well, now, it won't be necessary, me boy. And what do you want to do on the program?
Me teacher sent me up here to recite, see?
Oh, yes.
I went out to the racetrack. It was a wet and stormy day, see? And I waited to the grandstand to see what nag to play, see? I picked a horse named Johnson's Wax, though they tried to tip me another. Mine won by a nose, and I guess that shows that a boy's best friend is a mother.
Oh, giving me the boy, Dave.
Oh, no. Don't get excited now, son.
Shut, son, that wasn't for you. I was just trying it out.
Sure, he was just practicing.
Oh, yeah? Well, I guess I knows a Bronx parrot when I hears one.
Well, now, we'll call on you later, Tuffy. You go over there and wait with those other people now. That's
okay.
A good boy. Well, now, who's next, Bibber?
That there dark, heavy-set fella there. Step up the microphone here, bud. What's your name?
Rico Marcelli. What's yours?
Fibber, say, who's asking the question here? What you want to do, Marco?
Rico.
Oh.
I have brought my band with me. We walked all the way from Peoria to be on this show.
Walked all the way from Peoria, huh? The whole band?
I always did say the piccolo was better than the bass drum for marching.
What you boys want to play, Marco?
Rico. Rico Marcelli. And we want to play No String.
Well, it takes a lot of brass to play a piece with no strings.
Now go ahead, boys.
Thank you. can't be broken. No words that can't be spoken. Especially when I am feeling romantic. Like a robin upon a tree, like a sailor that goes to sea, like an unwritten melody, I'm free, let's see. Bring on the big attraction, my deck's a clear for action, I'm fancy free, and free for anything fancy.
Fellers play just like professionals. Well, who's next, Molly?
Well, tis the pretty girl sitting over there, McGee. And I'm thinking I'd better be doing the interview.
No, I guess I better, Molly. You know how it is. She'll be more comfortable with a man than a woman.
Sure, that's just what I thought. Oh, well, go ahead, McGee.
Step right up here, sis. I mean, what's your name?
Sally, what do you think it's going to be?
Well, I kind of thought...
You know, the reason I asked is because almost everybody thinks my name ought to be Daffodil, so they could call me Daffy.
I see.
Isn't that simply excruciating? I mean, isn't it really?
Yes, but...
But my husband, his name is Gal. Gal says I was just married to him because my name was Geraldine and his name was Gal.
Yeah, well, what was it?
Can you imagine? I mean, you really said that.
Well, what...
He said I like my own name so well, I married another one just like it. Isn't that too devastating?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it really?
Well,
You know, he says I have a narcissist complex.
Oh, he does, huh?
Gail's always saying something psychological like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he is, really.
Well,
Daffodil's a narcissist. Oh, or is it narcissist?
It's pissy.
Well, it's getting so I don't know whether I'm a housewife
well,
or
what
finder.
Was it you...
I mean, I really don't. But Gail,
Hey, now, wait a minute, Toots. Or, I mean, Daffy. What was it you wanted to do on our amateur program?
Program?
Yeah.
Oh, for goodness sake, is this a radio program? Oh, oh, it's all a mistake.
Well,
I mean, it really is.
Well,
you see, I was in the elevator and I heard music.
Yeah?
And I thought somebody was giving a dance and I just adore dancing.
Oh,
I mean, I do, really. And when they play the Continental, I just go into a trance. Kind of a transcontinental. Isn't that delicious? Transcontinental.
It ain't funny, Daffy.
But, you know, but if I had to do something over the air, I'd simply panic.
Well,
I really would. You know, I mean, I simply just didn't. Oh, dear, 6 o'clock. I had no idea it was so late.
Well,
I simply must ask home, really. Thanks for a lovely evening. Biddle, biddle, biddle.
So long. Okay. Might be a good idea if the elevators quit running for a while, Molly.
Why, McGee? So as we wouldn't get any more like her?
No, so she'd have to run down. Don't you get it, Molly? I says she's all wound up, and I says that the elevator...
Hey, it's funny, McGee.
Okay.
Well, now, who's next?
Now, let's see. Oh, yeah. The little gal over there with the fiddle. Hi there, Toots. Come on over here.
My, she's real sweet, isn't
Getcha.
She? And what's your name, dear?
Audrey Call. And I've walked all the way from Peoria to be on this program.
And your telephone number?
McGee, now listen, we don't have to know that.
Oh. Well, I know we don't. Oh, well, I just thought if I ever had any call to call, I'd just call a call. You a soprano, baby?
And why should a soprano be carrying a fiddle, McGee?
Those people wouldn't take her for a soprano. You're a fiddler, eh, Audrey?
That's
right. Mm-hmm. Audrey, is it? Miss called to you, McGee.
Oh, excuse me. I miscalled it. You a homegirl, sis?
Not tonight. I'm down here.
The idea. Chuck's Molly, she ain't giving the right answers. Wasn't she here for rehearsal?
Be quiet, McGee. Are you a good violinist, Miss Call?
Something tells me I am.
What tells you, sis?
My manager.
You know, Toots, I used to be kind of a meister onto the fiddle myself. I was always a featured fiddler at the Fall Philharmonic Festival in Frankfurt.
Hot dog.
You should have heard me tear into the second movement of the intermezzo, a Rachmaninoff's prelude to the third condenser
McGee.
Of the peanut vendor. What you want to play for us on your fiddle, Miss Call?
My own arrangement of In My Solitude.
In Your Solitude, eh? What you mean, In Your Solitude? Chuck, you got your bow right with you.
McGee. Wasn't she, McGee? I was so worried for fear she'd get rattled in front of the microphone.
Oh, shucks, never worry about a fiddler, Molly. The first thing you learn when playing the fiddle is to take it on the chin. Well, who's next?
The tall, dark, handsome man over there.
Oh, say, they's two dad-ratted many dark, handsome fellas here to suit me, Molly. No wonder you've been powdering your nose so often.
Oh, now, McGee, for heaven's
sake. Oh, shucks, you needn't blush about it, Molly. Come on over here, son, and tell us your name.
Harlow Wilcox, and I walked all the way from Peoria to be on your show.
Harpo Wilcox?
No, Harlow Wilcox.
Harpo Wilcox?
No, Harlow, L, not P.
Oh, I get it. Well, we won't fuss about it, son. I'll knock the L out of it, but I won't split P. You a tenor?
Do I look like a tenor?
I kind of wish you hadn't asked me that, Harpo. What do you do for a living?
Oh, what do you care?
Oh, going to give me trouble, huh? A wise guy, eh? Hey, Molly, suppose you interview this young whippersnapper.
All right, McGee. How do you do, my boy?
How do you do?
Fine, thank you.
Well, I'm very glad to hear it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, now we'll never get any place this way. What do you want to do on the radio, Mr. Wilcox?
Well, I'd like to give household hints.
Oh. Household hints. A big bruiser like him giving household hints.
Well, be quiet, McGee. Go ahead. And don't be nervous. Wait a minute, Sal. Wait. Face the microphone this way.
Like this?
That's it. Now go ahead.
All right. Friends, my first household hint is this. You can actually cut your daily housework about in half by waxing your floors, furniture, and woodwork with Johnson's Wax. Now, why? Because only half as much dust collects on a Johnson wax surface as on an unwaxed surface. Now, this is proved by scientific tests. Johnson's Wax forms a gleaming shield of protection over wood and linoleum. Dirt and stains can't get through this invisible wax film. Now, don't confuse Johnson's Wax with cheap inferior waxes which make your floors gummy and smeary. Johnson's Wax gives a hard, mirror-like polish that wears longer and gives greater beauty and protection. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, the gong, eh? Dirty work, eh?
But you just keep trying, son. You'll get someplace on this radio, yes. Now, we might see you again sometime.
Don't worry, you will.
I like the way he said that. He's liable to come busting in here every Monday night. Well, who's the next victim? Who's next, Molly?
The man over there with the mustache, McGee.
Who, him? Reminds me of the fella I used to know, Molly. A sheep shearer. He had in the record for the fastest sheep shearing in the world. Real famous he was.
Did he say so?
No. I saw his clippings. Okay there, bud. Step right up to the mic here.
All right. Now, what is your name, please?
Mort. Mort Toots. I walked all the way from Peoria to be on this program.
Are you a singer?
Probably one of these here bathtub baritones.
Be quiet, McGee. Did you say you was a singer, Mr. Toots?
No, I do imitation. My paw was an actor, too.
Oh, he was. So you're a chip off of the old block.
He's a slice off the old ham.
McGee.
A slice off the old ham. Well, give me a chance, ma'am, and I'll bring home the bacon.
Sure you will. And what do you imitate, Mr. Toots?
Oh, all kinds of birds, animals, cows, chickens, ducks. Partridges.
You hear that, McGee? He imitates all them things.
Oh, shucks, that's nothing. So can I.
Oh, you can. Well, let's hear you imitate a partridge.
Okay, listen.
Was that a partridge?
Partridge? Shucks, I thought you says cartridge.
Oh. Well, go ahead, Mr. Toop.
All right, I will. First, a chicken.
A chicken? Well, that's fine.
Ooh, la, la. Weep, weep. Ooh, la, la.
What kind of a chicken was that?
Stewed with French fried potatoes.
Now, what do you think of that, McGee?
It ain't funny, Molly, but give the feller another chance.
All right, then. What else do you want to imitate, Mr. Toop?
Well, I'll tell you, ma'am. I was listening to the radio the other night, and I heard a feller give an imitation of wallpaper.
Wallpaper?
I'd like to show you my imitation of a Persian rug.
A Persian rug, is it? And how do you imitate a rug now?
Like this.
And that was a rug?
Sure. I started with the nap. Oh, well, can't say a feller didn't try.
Okay. Just a mite there, brother. Just to show there ain't no hard feelings, here's some Johnson's Wax to take home with you. Might use some of it to polish up your imitation. Well, who's next, Molly? I think if we call on this...
Please, can I be next, please? Can I, please?
Oh, hello there, little girl.
Hello.
My, she's real cute, ain't she, McGee?
You betcha.
What's your name, dear?
Yeah.
Teeny.
Oh, Teeny. Are you here all alone, Natini?
No, there's lots of people here, I bet you.
No, I mean, did you come up here all alone?
Oh, no. Mrs. Thomas brought me.
Oh.
We came all the way from Peoria to be on this show.
Oh.
Mrs. Thomas is my aunt, only she isn't my really and truly aunt on account of I haven't got any aunt, I bet you.
Oh.
So Mrs. Thomas brought me, and that's her over there, see?
Oh. Right there. Well, you're kind of a cute youngin', ain't you?
I guess so.
Well, now, what do you want to do on the air, Teeny?
Hmm? What you going to do first? Sing, dance, card tricks, or you going to give us some more imitations?
I'm going to sing, I guess.
Oh, you a soprano or a contralto?
Oh, I'm
I better lift her up to the microphone here, Mom.
No, get that little platform for her to stand on, McGee.
Okay. There you are, Weenie.
Not Weenie, Jeannie.
Oh, oh yes. Now, you aren't scared now, are you?
No, I guess I am kind of bit.
Well, sure. Now, you'll be okay. Now, what you want to sing, Jeannie?
I'm going to sing Shirley Temple's new sister. Animal crackers in my soup.
Animal crackers in my soup.
Animal crackers in my soup. Monkeys and rabbits will follow. God show cheese, but I have fun. Slowly, animals one by one. In every bowl of soup I see, lions and tigers watching me. I make them jump right through a hoop.
Betcha, Teeny, and here's a great big can of Johnson's Wax to give to your aunt. Well, what's the matter?
Can I have a lollipop instead, please?
You betcha, a lollipop. Here you are, Teeny.
Thank you. I got a lollipop.
Goodbye, Teeny.
Well, now let's see, McGee. I guess the next is that quartet. Will the manager of the quartet please step over here? Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
You with the shirt quartet?
That's right.
What's the name of it, Bud?
The Cleft Dwellers. And we walked all the way from Peoria to be on this show.
Well, what's your vocation? The last two weeks in August. Chucks, I know the answers, too. No, I mean, what do you do for a living?
Oh, we all work in the post office in Peoria.
Oh, in the post office. I see. Kind of a mail quartet. You know, I used to be quite a quartet singer myself. Sweet Adeline McGee, they called me. Sweet Adeline McGee, the C-sharp taco of Saugatuck.
Oh, McGee, stick to your interviewing.
Okay. Listen, Bud, what you boys want to sing first?
We'd like to sing Victor Young's Sweet Sue.
Okay, Bud, I'll go right ahead.
Every star above holds the one I love, Sweet Sue. Just you, and the moon up high knows the reason why. Sweet Sue, it's you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dream. And without you, dear, I don't know what I'd do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time. Sweet Sue, just you. Thank you. in this heart of mine. You'll live all the time, sweet Sue, just you.
Remember, the telephone number in Peoria is 00...
McGee.
00. Now take it away, Marshmallow. No, wait a minute. What do you want, son?
I'm the fellow who walked all the way from Peoria. Remember?
Oh, you're them, huh?
Yeah. I'd like to have another try at announcing, if you don't mind.
Oh, you would, would you? Well, listen here, smart guy. You won't ever get a chance to get
Oh, now, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Look here. Do you see this nice, shiny red apple?
Yeah.
Well, see the polish on it?
Yeah, but don't tell me you polished that with Johnson's wax.
Of course not. Nature saves me the trouble.
What you mean, nature?
Nature protects leaves and fruit with an invisible coating of wax. Rub an apple and see how it takes on a gleaming polish. Housewives can learn a valuable lesson from Mother Nature. Genuine wax will protect your floors and furniture against scratches, stains, and dirt, and keep everything in the house shining and clean. But when you're buying wax, don't think just any wax will do. There's all the difference in the world in quality and results. Insist upon genuine Johnson's wax. It gives greater beauty and longer wear. Well, that was it, our terrific tyro time for tired tuner inners.
Just a mite, Harpo. Just a mite. Folks, whilst this amateur show was on, your applause was being automatically registered by my own invention, the new McGee Novelty Knuckle Noise Number, which I built out of two radio tubes, alarm clock, a typewriter ribbon, and three empty cans of Johnson's wax. Well, this here machine showed that the most applause was got by... Get back there, Harpo, not you. And the most applause was got by little Teeny. Step up here, Teeny. Yeah. Gives me a lot of pleasure to announce that Teeny gets a contract for two lollipops a day to appear on this here show regularly. Thank you. Okay, Harpo, go ahead.
Well, as I was saying, the parts of Tuffy O'Toole, Geraldine, Mort Toop, and Teeny were taken by Marion and Jim, Fibber and Molly to you. And they invite you back next Monday at this same hour when they have prepared a reunion of McGee's. But here's a thought for the intervening week. Just as the best housekeepers use Johnson's wax and Johnson's glow coat to keep their houses clean and shining, so the most particular car owners keep their cars sparkling with Johnson's auto wax and cleaner. This is Harlow Wilcox, the old polish pusher, pronouncing good night. Selection No Strings is from Top Hat. Fibber, McGee, and Molly come to you from our Chicago studios. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Your station is WLS, the voice of Prairie Farmer, America's oldest farm paper, Chicago. Farm Papers, Chicago.